This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Yanni.
Oh my God, Yanni. I was thinking in the car on the way down to the studio today that I always love coming to see you. I do. Even though, you know, sometimes you're a little bit on my case.
No, I do.
I just, you make my cheeks hurt in a good way and the ones on my face.
Well, I wouldn't have it any other way, Jono.
Another week. Welcome. Let's kick it off.
How are you doing?
I'm
good. Yeah. I've been a little crook, but I'm okay though.
Okay, good.
Now I'm like raring to go.
Well,
I'm here.
The sun is shining today here in Melbourne and at the Joy Studios. We are very excited about today's show.
We are. But before we do, how do people get in contact with Jono?
Do you know why? You are he does this. He just flings it on me every week.
Always.
But I think the best way is on air at joy.org.au. You can email us in or you can text us in 0427 569 949.
That's it. Wonderful. So what have we got on today's show, Jono?
Oh my God, you're literally testing me, aren't you?
I am testing you.
We've got a show smacked full of conversation on a single slant with a wonderful up-and-coming pop artist of Melbourne, and we'll be chatting to her later on.
Great. Well, then
I'm not giving anything else away because I've got this big introduction that you've printed off for me, so my one eye can see it.
Worries. Well, you know what? We'll play a song, we'll come back, and then we'll find out who this amazing guest is.
Fantastic. We're here in the studio with a very, very special guest today.
Yeah, because what are we talking about today?
Well, look, we're talking about some of this person's work.
Yes.
Without giving too much away straight away, and kind of on a single slant. As always, and how that sort of translates to single life.
Fantastic.
If that's any help.
Absolutely.
Anyone playing at home. All right. So shall I do the introduction?
Please do.
Okay. Now I'm only going on your notes. If you've set me up here,
well,
I will be very annoyed.
Who knows what's going on?
Okay. So hailing from the Mornington Peninsula, very posh, Lani is a rising pop star powerhouse, blending timeless elegance with raw emotion, inspired by the sweeping melodies of the Beatles. Oh, I was named after John Lennon. And the cinematic melancholy of Lana Del Rey. Please welcome the incredible Lani.
Yay. Welcome, Lani. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so good.
Welcome to Living Life Single.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
So glad to have you on the show and just to talk about your work and what it's like being a single artist and how you go about creating that work.
Well, I mean, I feel like being a single artist is really in my music. It's just been the highlight of my writing at the moment.
What makes it so exciting and so like the highlight? When you're writing, what makes it so exciting that you can delve into as a single person?
Well, I feel like being single has helped me write from more than one perspective, more than just a relationship perspective. It's not just a relationship vibe. It's more, it can be interpreted in many different ways.
Yeah.
So being single has given people like, oh, we actually don't know what this song's about or who it's about. Even though it could be written about many people, one person, et cetera. So I feel like that's been the highlight, the mysterious.
Yeah. And does songwriting help you embrace your singledom?
Oh, that's a good one.
I know, right? Look at me, straight off the bat,
that was
right?
A good one. I'm jealous.
That was a very good question. Very much so, I believe it does, especially in Chameleon, because it was about a two-faced person, essentially, like Chameleon changing colours. Well,
we don't like them. Look at John.
Looking at me for?
No. I think we've done, didn't we do a show recently about people? I'm sure we have, Jono.
And if not, you know what? Well, that's going on the list.
I don't blame you. That's definitely one to do. I could have a lot to say about that.
Yeah, please do.
Essentially, it's about a two-faced person and just being so caught up in their how people perceive them and then how it makes you look. And that's really been a big part of influencing me being single, because I'm one of those people that definitely likes to say what's on my mind.
Mm. Yeah.
And obviously putting it in a song is just so much better and so much cheekier.
Yeah.
I like to keep people guessing.
Do you have a process? So when you're by yourself, do you have like a ritual that you do, that you sit down when you're writing music, that you like to get in the zone and do? Like, is there anything in particular? Like, I don't know, for instance, like you light a candle, you have a bottle of whiskey and you cry on the porch.
A bottle of whiskey. I 100% wish I had a method. It just comes to me, unfortunately, at the most random times of the day. And then I'm stuck trying to remember it later on when I've got my book. I wish I had a ritual. It's just whatever's there. My best ideas come when least expected, unfortunately.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Absolutely amazing.
How awesome was that?
Chameleon by our very special guest today on Living Life Single, Lani. And I think I'm going to do, we've spoken about this, I think I'm going to do what my parents do, actually my mom does, which is get people's name wrong. So it doesn't help that I've got a Lani and a Yanni in the studio. It's going to happen. I'm just putting that out there.
You know, John, I think you can do it.
Lani.
Lani.
Yeah. Chameleon.
Yeah.
What is the story about that song? What's the story behind it? You know, when did that get released? Tell us a bit more. I'm dying.
Well, it was one of the special ones that I wrote alongside Gary Pinn. It wasn't the first one we did, but in the studio, like I was saying earlier, we didn't have an idea of what we wanted it to sound like. We just knew I wrote it about a group of people, but a specific person, a past relationship, and having that two-faced, not knowing what they're going to pull out, what they're going to look like, changing the colors all the time for different people.
Mm.
So that's where the chameleon came from.
Yeah.
It was just, there was no idea for it. We just did it in the studio like that, and it came out like that, and we just fell in love.
You just went to the studio and wrote it?
Well, we had the backing track part, but not the keys and all of that. We had the lyrics down as well, but the idea of what it was going to sound like.
And were you single at the time when you wrote
it? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Very much. Oh, I love that. Did that give you some clarity as to, like, really see the person and then sort of, let the song come through you?
For sure. It gave me a sense of being dependent with myself. Yeah. And
that's beautiful.
Being an individual and not relying on people. I probably do that. I very much latch on to people. So that song in itself is definitely that, being an individual and doing things on my own and growing as that.
Oh my God, I wish I had your level of confidence at your age.
I blame my mother.
No, that's a good mother. Well done. Mother of the year, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Oh yeah. So being, that headstrong, just accepting and
it's,
moving.
I was interpretive dancing around the studio. But I just
Has that vibe.
For everyone listening as well, being an individual, single, living life single, that is a great, I love that song. And I've met some chameleons in my time.
Mm.
Now, if you have a question for Lani, you can email us at onair@joy.org.au or Yanni, how else can they? Well,
text us in on 0427 569 949. Because you know what? I'm reading the thing and it's half hidden and you do that to me too many times and I fall for it every time. So just ignore us, Lani.
No,
sorry.
That's fine. I'm enjoying myself. Don't worry.
So when you start writing and you're looking at, have you written songs whilst you've been single and in a relationship? And how have how has that kind of coloured the way you write a song? Look at Shona. I think, did I just steal your
Well, ironically, my a song that I have written, I did write when I was in a really good place in like the whole relationship sector. So that was it. It feels like a younger song compared to Chameleon.
Yeah, right.
It feels like almost a different vibe completely, but still the same person writing it, just different perspectives. And I mean, I still feel I'm this myself in both of them, but the lyricism is definitely a bit more positive in that song. So it did influence being single compared to not being in a relationship, obviously, has its influence on your music and your writing, because it's just really your perspective and your own personal journey.
Yeah.
And whether you have a good relationship or you don't. I mean, I'm sorry. Is it?
Don't be sorry.
Is it just? It's a great tune, and yeah. It reflects my situation at that time compared to Chameleon, where I was like, no, I was not happy with that. I'm going to write about the two-face and how you made me look bad, sort of. So that's where the influence really comes from. It's
I do have a burning question.
Okay.
And it's literally burning. No, have you done an Adele? The question is, has heartbreak fueled any songs that you've written, or are we waiting this new track? You know, is heartbreak ever fueled your songwriting process?
Not really. I feel like I haven't. Oh, I can't. Don't know. Gosh, now you're making me think, John.
On the spot, I know. Obviously, the way your life experiences is giving you inspiration, but not yet. You haven't had the heartbreak where you want to write a song about it. You've just had people with two faces.
Just experiences, really. But like being able to pick myself up and write that song, I feel like I would. Well, as bad as it is, you know, I would definitely do an Adele and write that heartbreak anthem when it happens. But
that's exciting, though, because you're thrilled. A fresh book. Like, you've got loads of stuff that you're going to go through as a young lady in life, and it's going to influence you as an artist.
For sure, and I'm definitely a writer. I love writing, even if it's not songs, but just writing journals and diaries, etc. So I feel like I will always have something lingering.
You could sing the phone book to me and I'd be happy. I'd pay you money for you to do that.
I am so glad that you're not writing about heartaches, right? Because as a single person, you're kind of like, come on.
Yeah,
Where are the songs out there that doesn't involve relationships, heartaches, whatever, whatever, right? Yeah. Especially if people have been long-term single that haven't been through a heartache for a long time, right?
Hello, my name's John Oak.
Welcome. I think it's just wonderful how, you know, you're writing things from a single's perspective that's not about, a breakup or
cheating
or anything like that. It's just about life and people and individuals, because I think it's even more relatable, right?
Give us the juicy stuff.
I 100% agree with that as well. And when I write my songs, I incorporate that thought into what I'm doing. And I always say, people always ask me, and I'm like, I leave them open to interpretation. People can interpret them any way they want or how they feel at the time. And that's how I feel as well, because there's so many different things going on in life. You want to just connect to music and heartbreak all the time. I feel... I can't always connect to those heartbreak anthems.
Not yet.
Not yet.
And that's not your vibe currently.
No.
I love give us the juice. Yeah. Tell us who's the bitch. Who's two-faced? Who's the chameleon you've had enough of? Not naming names, but that's what you're doing with your songs. You're giving us a bit more of that kind of energy.
And they definitely, I feel like they would know as well.
If you are listening and you feel that Lonnie wrote that song about you, we want to hear from you.
And we will just not put you on it.
No. No, but we will read out your question.
Yeah, that's right.
Why me?
Why did you write this song about me? I want to know. Oh, actually, no, I don't want to know. Yanni's giving me a look. Do you know what? I will think about what I want to ask you, because I've got so much to ask you. And we've got a lot more to ask you, actually, both Yanni and I. We'll be back, right?
Well, you know what we do, though?
Tell me.
Have a guess what song we're going to go to.
I don't.
Yes.
What?
We're going to go one of Lani's songs.
Is she going to introduce
that? Yes, she is.
Now?
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Is that why you were giving me the finger?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll be quiet.
Yes.
And when I almost did it. I was going to say Yanni when you're ready.
No.
Lani, when you're ready, you're going to introduce your brand new track in however way you want, and Yanni will press the button. So we'll just wait a second when you're ready.
Well, this is Lani and my newest single, I'm Sorry I Love You, out on all music platforms, getting played on 94.9.
Talking of the best time ever.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
Not only is Dolly Parton standing behind you right now, we have another sensational singer-songwriter, artist, creative, musician, extraordinaire in the house. It is Lani.
Thank you for that introduction.
I hear that crowd go, Melbourne is going wild.
Oh, gosh.
I hear them now. Are you enjoying your time here on Living Live Single?
Loving it. I'm having the greatest time ever.
Now, just for those podcast listeners, you wouldn't have heard it, but I'm going to force you and make sure that you're going to be downloading that. We heard the new track, which is?
I'm Sorry I Love You.
Oh, I just wanted to say it. Thank you. I love you too. And we heard Chameleon as well by Lani. So you can download those at all great music outlets, Spotify's, Apple Music, all that kind of stuff. And we're going to be talking a little bit more to Lani Yanni.
Yes. I know it's a tongue twister, right? Tongue twister this weekend.
In the show. And I know you had a question. Did you want to ask that one first?
Well, before I do, because, you know, okay. I am all about the question. We just had someone text in, right?
We have. Hang on, Yanni. Have you got the applause?
Well,
the crowd goes wild again.
No, we're just saying, great tune. And that was from someone here at Joy who knows music. So very thrilled with that one, right?
Now I'm really intrigued. Let me have a look. I'm just coming off the mic.
Us about, whilst you try and figure out what's going on, Jono. So, Lani, you mentioned before about connecting, right? How do you, and so songs, so how do you connect as a single artist or a single person? How do you connect to songs?
I do find it quite difficult, especially when I mean, not all songs, but a lot of the songs that are going around are about, like, you know, happy relationships. Which is great. That is great. But I do find it really hard, especially as just that type of person that keeps themselves very quiet and all. I mean, as much as I am an extrovert when it comes to communicating with other people and, you know, starting relationships, I'm very introvert. So I think that's the same with connecting to music. I find it very, you know, difficult. Although I do... There is a lot of music about relationships, et cetera, where I'm just like, yes, I love this song. Like, if I was in a relationship, I'd be like, so this would be my jam, you know? So I do connect to all music. I find, yeah, it's just the musician in me that's just like, yeah, I love that song. So I feel like I find it easy to connect to music. More the lyrics, it's like trying to be personal with them is probably a bit trickier. But when it comes to my own music, you know.
Well, what about Lana Del Rey and the Beatles? What about them do you connect with more? Because they're two of your inspirations. Yeah. Do you have any more inspirations? And this is like a loaded double question as well. And I want to know then after that, the first time you ever heard one of those idols and what made you sort of spark?
Yeah.
And, you know, get interested in music.
Musically, my inspiration stems from the Beatles. For my 18th birthday, I asked for a record player and I got the whole Beatles collection, vintage. It was amazing. I was obsessed. Talk about a single 18-year-old.
What a collection to get given on record. That's insane.
I know. I was like in awe. I loved it. So I just listened to them just endlessly every day. I mean, my parents probably wanted to like just jump off the balcony because I'm playing it, blasting it on the bloody... record player speakers.
Yeah.
But so their music really influenced me, the melodic oscillations, all of that.
Melodic oscillation.
I'm a nerd.
This is another show.
That sounds like I'm going in for an operation. What are you having done at the hospital? I'm having a melodic oscillation.
I know, right?
I'm a nerd.
That could be on another show called Hide and Seek. But anyway, let's not go to that one on a 4 o'clock afternoon.
So. That's a whole other story. And then the Lana Del Rey, her voice is just so angelic. I mean, all her songs are just so beautiful. I mean, not to say that the Beatles' music is beautiful either, but just her, whether it's about a relationship or it's about being single, it's just about, you know, being whatever. You can just connect, you know. I don't know if there's any other Lana fans out there that
will
agree.
Be.
Of course.
But I just, like, it doesn't matter what the song's about. I just, like, I find myself in her music and her voice. It's just, I love her vibe. I love her.
When was that first time then that you sort of picked up an instrument or started singing that you realized that that's something you wanted to do?
Well, my mum had me start piano lessons at a really young age. I think it was 4, if I'm right.
Wow.
So, 4.
My goodness. My dad tried to make me play the violin. And I was
what is with that?
But I couldn't. So, like at 4, God, I couldn't even see.
Oh, I think
I needed glasses when I was 4. I didn't have them. So
I think the best I could do was play like a middle C or whatnot.
Mate, you did better than me. So well done.
I'm so grateful to my mum for encouraging us to do that. My sister and I both, we started piano and that was our first instrument. And I don't really know, to be honest. I can't quite remember how I got into singing. It was at my school. And I just remember I said to my parents I wanted to start singing lessons, and having the piano and voice was just goes hand in hand. So it made my life easy, and I just developed from there. I took it more seriously when I did VCA music at high school, music performance, and that's when I was like, yes, I want to perform, I want to write. And then, yeah, that's pretty much where it bloomed.
It's so good, isn't it? Because we were we're saying in the break, and just before we sort of pause for a second in a moment, but we're saying, you know, being single is a power, especially when you're an artist and a singer-songwriter, because there is no one to essentially tell you no.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're not going to stifle your creativity. No.
And that's a really big thing with me. And I think that's definitely influenced me being single at the moment, you know, just doing my own thing and making sure like I'm doing what I want without anyone, like, you know, holding me back. Not to say that people do that, but there's always the one person, you know.
They do. People do that.
Yeah, and like you said, there's just, we know a lot of people in relationships as well where it's like, you can't do this, you can't.
They don't understand the process. Like, my dad's a singer-songwriter. He'll go into the garage. Mum knows. She's been around a long time. But he goes and he has, like, a little wine, and he'll sit there and journal and started playing his guitar. And that's lovely. The way. But anyone else might just be, like, getting jealous. Like, oh, why are you spending time in there? Like,
why are you doing that?
Trust the process. It's about being a creative.
Exactly.
Right?
And a lot of people don't get it, and a lot of people don't take it seriously. I mean, I'm at uni with other musos as well, so I, you know, like-minded people, so we get it. But, you know, having a relationship with someone outside the industry and they're like, why are you doing this? Like, even gigs and stuff.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
And Lani, do you have a lot of friends who are single?
Yes.
And no?
50-50.
How do you find that, right? If you're an artist and you've got some group of friends who are single, some who aren't, you know, are they going out partying? Are you, how do you feel going to events as a single artist? You know, does that change the way that you want to hang out with your friends or anything like that? Or which friends do you call on the most?
Well, the friend that I do call on the most does have, she is in a relationship, but her partner's just like super chill, and we know each other.
It's great.
So she's like, comes out and hangs with us. When I do go out with some friends, it is a little bit like, you know, they want to come as well, and then his friends are coming, and then he's like, oh, let me set you up with my friend. I'm like, no, please don't.
Oh,
so
don't,
you
don't
do get
into
those
it.
One. That one friend where they bring their partner along, and, you know, it's just, I mean, it kind of kills the dynamic on a girl's night, you know, night plus my friend's boyfriend.
No. That's just, why must that person, I find it
odd. We've spoken about this, haven't we? Trying to set people up.
Why can't you hang out with your friends without your boyfriend?
This is, I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. This is what, I think that's what so many people struggle with in, and that's one of the best things about being single.
Yeah.
Right?
We can see.
We can just, you know what, we can just.
Our minds are clear.
Exactly.
This is Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Jono.
Yanni is trying to give me a heart attack.
I thought you could see.
No.
Anyway, what am I doing?
Yanni, what are you talking about? That's going to be coming up at the end of the show. You think I can see?
Yeah, I know you can't.
Gee whiz.
What is wrong with me? That's my bad.
You're listening to Living Life Single. That was Europe, the final countdown. It's not the final countdown. We're not far, though, from the end of the show. We're sat chatting to Lani in the studio, who's a singer-songwriter from Melbourne, and we've been chatting about her new songs. If you've missed them, then it's too late. You've missed out, and you're going to have to go on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. What else?
All of it.
Deezer.
iHeartRadio.
Oh. Geezer. Weezer.
You know, all.
Get them all.
All the ones.
All of them.
Just type in Lani. It's L-A-N-I.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they should come up. Chameleon is the first song we listen to. And please say the second one.
I'm sorry, I love
it. I just want someone to say it.
I know.
We are single.
Tell me about it.
No one ever says it anymore. But look, we've had a text.
We have.
I'm just going to get serious here for a moment. Can we get serious? And I'm going to have to read it. It says, it's really profound, this this text message. I'm going to have to close one eye to read it.
Do it.
You had a desire for a text message. Hello from Rachel in Nambour.
Now, in Queensland.
In Queensland.
We are Australia-wide.
We are global. We did you not see the stats? We have people listening in America.
Amazing.
Yes.
Canada.
And, you know, download our podcast, everyone.
Oh, my God, please.
Because we want to get back up there in the top 10 of our joy.
I know.
Downloads.
Yeah, let's come on. If you're listening, Rachel in a Nambour and anyone else, get it downloaded. Mm. Put it on when you're on the toilet, in the shower, in the car, wherever. Let's bring a little bit of joy, pun intended, to your day.
And Jono, if the people want to text in again, how do they do that?
You're gonna test me, aren't you? It is 0427-569-949.
Fantastic. But we have our wonderful guest here today, Lani.
Hello.
How have you been?
I've been good.
Have a good day so far.
I'm loving my time here.
Oh, lovely.
I'm so grateful to be here.
That's just a bit of pandering to us, and I love it.
She can come again. You can definitely come again.
Yeah. Oh, stop. I'd love to.
God, you only stop. You make me laugh.
I know.
Okay, so what are we doing now?
Who knows, John? You know what? Well, I think we can almost be right at that time.
No, don't tell me.
We've got a bit of time, but there's three of us, and I feel like this is a good time.
Oh, that time. It's that time. Right. Yes. We're there already, are we?
Yeah, well,
oh
yeah. My God, so, yes. So, Lani, we do this thing. At the end of our shows, we talk about what has been great about being single and what hasn't been great about being single. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll kick off because you're a guest.
You can go last.
You can go last.
So we'll give you time to think.
Oh, awesome.
You know what I loved this week for me, Johnny and Lani, about being single is that yesterday I was down your neck of the woods, Lani.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, down in the mint. Yes. Oh, the peninch. Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. I love you so much. The fact that you said peninch, I'm just like, you the are peninch. So down. I know. So down to, rather than the peninsula.
I feel so, like I shouldn't live there sometimes. I mean it.
I was so ready to go down to the peninsula.
The peninsula.
And I went down to the hot spring.
With a melder.
That's a little joke earlier on, Lani, which we'll talk about later. But I was having the best day.
Yeah.
Just at the hot springs, me and my friend, we went down there, we chilled. And the funniest thing though, we were in the infrared sauna, as you do. and so we were in there, just two of us. And then these two other ladies popped in, which was annoying. And they wouldn't stop talking.
Oh.
And then they just proceeded to talk about their children.
Right? Oh, my God.
So then, of course, I had to pipe up and I said, I'm so happy I don't have children.
Oh.
And then it was delicious, right? And then.
Did they pull that face?
Well, no, she looked at me and she was all like, no. Oh. And then she goes, oh, yes, but, you know, we get to savor the moment more. As in, like, when they experience things, she's like, oh, we get to savor this time without the children. I'm just like, oh, my God. I just left it at that. And she was name dropping. And she was like, some wag.
Jesus Christ, get out.
Befriended her on Instagram. And we're just like, what the hell? But that was my good thing because I loved the fact that I could just go with my friend the day I wanted to and just have an awesome day.
Because you were offline. You texted me and said, I'm going to be offline the whole day.
Done.
Like, just don't bother.
Don't bother. Yeah, exactly.
Send a smoke signal.
Exactly. So that was my good thing about, and we've said before, you've got to do the things that you want to do, John.
Yes.
Mm. No bad things this week.
No.
I've loved everything this week. Nothing bad about being single this week for me.
All right, I'll go. And yes, it's going to be a little shameless plug.
Do it.
The good thing this week, after about 9-10 months of actual planning, and I've never actually said what it is that I just do this thing.
You've kept this very separate from this show.
Because, you know, it's about living life single, but this is a part of who I am. So, and you came to it. Last weekend, I produced a show for artists and creatives. Lani and I have been talking in the break. And it's called Exposure. And it came off. It was great. 175 people. Northcote Social Club, 9 artists, all their entourage and bands and everything else that comes with 9 individual cats, I call them. It's like herding cats.
Yes, I can see you on the night, Jono.
Production, sound check. I was there for like 14 hours in total the whole day. So the combination of all that came to a head and it was successful. It was well received and I felt great about it. But the downside is I'm absolutely knackered on top of a full-time job. But I love coming here because you will always uplift me, Arnie.
Aww.
And the other bad thing was kind of not being single. I got to a real deep place about thinking, if my other eye gave out, you know me so well, it hurts to think, but I have been suffering from, I had an eye hemorrhage a couple of Saturdays ago. I still came in and did the show and then I went straight to hospital because I knew I'd be waiting there the whole day. There's nothing they could do. And it is kind of clearing up. I'm on a path to recovery, but I'm thinking if the left one goes, there's a chance of that one going, then I'm going to be blind for a small period of time. And so then I really did start thinking about being single and preparing, like, have I got my medication ready in case I need to, like, I can't see and I need to get, you know, it's kind of frightening, but I'm trying not to think about it as I just get a pain in my left eye. And I'm joking. So that's me. So some good, some bad about being single, but, you know, that's just life.
And, you know, you're an absolute champion. You did come in. I was like, no, Jono, don't come in. Go to the hospital. But you're a trooper. You came in. And you know what, Jono? All our single people are here for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Living life single means
you're never by yourself,
right?
I love that.
That's a great thing, isn't it?
This is what this show is all about. We're being single means you're never by yourself.
So. Now, Yanni, Yanni and Lani, we're on to we've done Yanni, we've done John, and now we're on to Lani.
Yes, our special
Lani,
guest.
Something positive or fun or, you know, something you've been happy about being single this week?
I would say I'm the type of person that likes to do everything myself. I'm a stickler for just being scheduled and doing everything. Like, definitely, my sister and I are both the same. We just, like, we have schedules to complete everything in the day, you know, go home and come home from work. I work really early in the morning. So just to get home and sleep, not have someone like expect you to go and do something with them or let's go and do something. No, I just want to sleep.
You are my hero.
She is. She's definitely a vibe.
100%.
You're definitely part of the Living Life Single crew now.
Absolutely.
Like, I feel, I'm definitely an advocate.
I love it.
Yeah, just being able to sleep and then getting up, doing whatever I want, uni assignments, writing songs. One thing that hasn't been great, I'm like a period romance lover. Love watching history films.
Mm-hmm.
So when you watch all, like, the relationships in those films and, like, all the romance and the yearning for one another, you're just like, oh, I could have some of that as well.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah. No, it's so true how that kind of plays on your mind and it doesn't get you thinking in the way that we want it.
Yeah.
Until you fast forward to the sequel and they're broken up.
Exactly. And then she's like,
she's got seven kids. She's poor. Hey, Yanni, before we go, I think we haven't seen the last of Lani.
Ooh.
Yanni. And she's going to be around for a very long time doing some amazing stuff. Where can people see you next?
That's a really good question.
Where can they follow you?
You can follow me on my socials, Lani with three I's music, and keep up to date with that because I do have a few announcements coming up.
There we
go. Right, that's it from us. All right, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.